No.
Please, lady, while you're deciding, this watch is becoming an antique.
Okay, I've got the perfect inscription. Put, to Tony, I cherish our time.
Perfect.
Wait, cherish sounds too much like that song, you know? Cherish is the word I use to describe. What do you recommend?
Voice lessons.
I'm sorry. I just want this to be perfect. You see, it's our 7th anniversary, and, well, I have this feeling that Tony is getting me something special.
Oh, don't worry, lady. Your husband is going to love this watch.
Oh, no, he's not my husband. Although we are very close, and, lately we've grown a lot closer. I've told him I really like him. And he's told me he really likes me, too.
How sweet. You two meet at camp?
This is a lot more serious than that. We know how we feel about each other, even if it is kind of unspoken.
Well, great. I'll leave the watch blank.
No. I want to put something. I've got to say something. I am tired of it being unspoken. I mean, it's time that I tell him exactly how I feel. Put... It's time I said I love you.
That's spoken, all right. Are you sure now?
Absolutely. He is the most wonderful, kindest, most understanding man I have ever known.
Would you hurry up in here? I'm double parked on 47th Street. The car's overheated. I just got the worst haircut I ever got in my life. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to make it home, okay? So let's move it.
Is that Tony?
No.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. Long, but you might awake to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
What are you doing?
Origami. Look, it is a duck.
Forget it. There is no way. I am telling you what I bought for Tony.
If you tell me, I'll tell you what he got you.
I got him a watch. What did he get me?
Well, I overheard him say that it was something you slip on and it feels soft against your skin.
Something soft against my skin that I slip on. I wonder what it is.
Dummy, it's got to be lingerie.
No. Oh, no, Tony wouldn't. I mean, it's so personal. It's so... Do you think so?
Sure. See, first he buys you lingerie, and then he wants to see you try it on, and then he wants to take it off.
Mother!
Oh, right, I forgot that's my life.
Lingerie, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't feel so bad about what I wrote on the back of the watch.
It's time I said I love you. This is from you.
Uh-huh.
For him.
Uh-huh.
From you.
Yes.
Happy day.
I knew it. It's too much. It's too forward. It's too much.
It's too late.
In here.
Close your eyes.
Not you, Mona. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my, Tony.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Gee, Mother, what could it be? My goodness, it's...
Oh.
sheepskin seat covers, huh? Look at that.
Gee, well, I hardly know what to say.
Oh. How about that?
You like them, don't you?
Oh, my, yes. It's just they were so unexpected.
Well, you know, I remembered how much you admired mine.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful.
Hey, just think. You don't have to worry about those sweat stains from the leather seats.
Gee, thoughtful and romantic. Why don't you open Angela's gift?
No. After seeing your gift, I think that mine is,
Why? Not good enough? I mean, I know I did pretty good with the sheepskin here. But, you know, any little thing you might have gotten me will be just fine, really, honest.
It's not complete. You see, it came with an attachment, and the attachment didn't come.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
I care. I just want it to be perfect, okay?
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm sure. So, anyway, where are we going tonight?
Oh, someplace very special to us.
Really?
Yeah.
What should I wear?
Well, what you got on is fine. Except maybe not those earrings, because you might lose them on the old Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl? You're taking her to a carnival?
Yeah. Oh, you were expecting like a fancy dinner or something. Oh, darn, I blew it.
And you started off so well with the sheepskin.
I know. Oh, Angel, I just thought that you'd think that was sweet. You know, remember when I first moved in here, we went to the carnival in the old neighborhood? We ate cotton candy, we went on the roller coaster.
Right, I threw up on you.
You do remember.
I guess it would be kind of nice to relive our first night out.
Oh, that's really...
Yeah, you and me up on the Ferris wheel.
My thoughts exactly.
Hi, guys, we are ready to hit the midway.
Wait a minute, wait, are you going too? Who are you?
I'm Fred.
We met in the dorm.
Well, that's where we met in this lifetime.
Huh? Fred's into past lives.
Yeah, your daughter and I were lovers in ancient Babylon.
Fred, does the ancient word eunuch mean anything to you?
Dad, it was 1,000 years ago. Let it go. Mm.
Come on, let's get going.
All right.
You driving, Curly?
Oh, why, I order.
Oh, so the whole gang's going, huh?
Well, it's everybody's anniversary, so I invited everybody.
Well, why didn't I know about this?
Because I wanted it to be a big surprise, like the old sheepskins, yeah? I did good, huh? All right, I'm going to go slip these on for you. Bye-bye, sweat stains.
If you don't throw up on him tonight, I will.
Here we go.
Again, go away.
He loves me, this guy. Okay, who hasn't got one yet? Oh, Angela, this bug's for you. Everything okay?
Eating dinner.
Yeah, well, you just haven't said anything in a long time.
Dinner, chewy.
Look, kids, what do you say we ditch these two stiffs and go get something else to eat?
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
See you guys later. That'll be good for you.
Yeah. All right, now you two are on your own.
Tony!
Quick, hide!
Hey, Mrs. Rossini!
Oh, I'm so glad you made it.
So, what are we going to do first? We are going to leave them alone. Let's try the parachute jump. I'll pack your chute.
She is such a riot.
She's gonna make such a big hole.
Not if I land on you.
They're cute. So I guess it's just you and me, huh? Well, I got an idea. Why don't you decide what you want to do, and no matter what it is, we'll do it. You name it. Anything you want to do, we'll do it. Anything. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. What about the fortune teller?
Oh, not the fortune teller. Come on, you're not into that hocus pocus. All right, well, she's probably good, huh? She's got her own tent.
Aren't you just a little curious about what the future holds?
I tell you the truth, I would like to know how much longer I'm going to be tasting this corn dog. she must be trying to conjure up spirits, huh?
No, I'm trying to clear my sinuses. This is a vaporizer. Please sit down. Now, who's first? She is. Give Madame Alexandra your hand and I will predict your future.
I predict I'm going to get a severe cold.
I see change in a relationship with somebody very close to you and things will never be the same.
Excuse me, but my relationships are just fine the way they are, thank you.
I sense otherwise.
But the last 7 years have been, just perfect, and I'd like the next 7 to be exactly the same.
No, deep down, there is something you want to change.
Well, there is one thing.
Yes.
What is it, Tony?
My barber. I told the guy, take a little off the top, you know what I mean? Angela, wait a minute.
Oh, I think she's mad.
Well, you are good at this.
I'm not finished with you, Anthony Morton Maselli.
Hey, yo. Take it easy with that Morton. Wait a minute, how'd you know that was my name?
I'm right.
Yeah.
Boy, that decongestant must be kicking in. It's time I said I love you.
It's a crush. You'll get over it.
No, I see those words written across time. You are at a crucial crossroads. The planets are perfectly aligned for the last time tonight.
Aligned for what?
True love. The woman you kiss by midnight will be yours.
I think you vaporize more than your sinuses.
No kissing. You will lose your true love forever, Morton.
Okay, not bad. That time I actually saw it move. Come on, give it another whack.
Hey, Angela! Angela! Whoa! It's hammer time! Hey, I'm sorry I was clowning around in there, but you gotta admit, that psychic was pretty weird.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and then after you left, she really went nuts. She started going on about kisses and seeing I love you written across time, whatever that means.
Really?
Yeah. And then she says that tonight I run the risk of losing my true love forever.
Huh.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Happy anniversary.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look at the press. He's watched it. It's time I said I love you. Way to go, Morton.
What do we do next?
I don't know. Oh, wait, look. Huh? Look here. Look. Oh, let's go see Jojo, the dog-faced boy.
Why not? If you can take it, he can take it.
Hey, yo, whoa, wait. Hey, have you seen Angela? I gotta find her.
What's wrong?
No, I really blew it. Look what she got me for our anniversary.
Let me see.
Oh, my, that is beautiful. So how'd you blow it?
He got her seat covers.
Still not.
Who expected this? Who knew she felt this way?
I know.
Same here.
Me too.
I had a hunch.
Get off the dime. Tell her how you feel about her.
Oh, come on, Mona. This is all happening a little fast here for me.
Fast? 7 years? Communism has crumbled. Liz Taylor got thin. Got fat, got thin, got fat, got thin, got fat.
Well, please, I move at my own pace.
That's it. This relationship is never going to work out.
You are going to lose her forever. Mona, wait for me.
I don't necessarily agree with them, but they have my ride tickets.
Lose her forever? Wait a minute, that's what that psychic said, but that hocus-pocus stuff can't be true, right?
There are some things that science cannot explain.
Yeah, like what you're doing with my daughter. Did you get out of here?
Dad, look, it doesn't take a psychic to see that this is the kind of thing that breaks people up.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Dad, she told you she loves you. So now the only thing that really matters is... Do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah.
Step right up! Step right up! Let's see how the little lady handles a gun.
Oh, okay.
Good eye.
Oh, Angela, I'm so glad I found you. We gotta talk.
I'm tired of talking.
And I suppose a kiss is out of the question.
Dad, I heard everything I needed to hear in the tent.
No. This you didn't hear. Angela, look, I love the watch. No, Angela, that's not what I meant. I love what the watch says. I mean, it's a lovely watch. It's lovely what it says. You know what I mean? It's lovely. I love what it's. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I hope you and the watch will be very happy.
Sure, wait a second, Angela, please.
Excuse me.
Hey! Wait a minute. Wait. Follow that swan.
Do you have any grateful pond? Well, look where we are, the tunnel of love. Must be fate. Kiss me.
I would rather gouge out my eyes with a dull instrument.
Well, at least you're talking to me. Does that mean you're not mad at me anymore? I don't blame you.
Tony, truth is I'm more mad at myself. It's not your fault that I let my expectations get out of hand. I should have known better.
Well, you know, you live, you learn. Kiss me.
What is your problem?
It's okay, Angela. I know I was insensitive in there, but if you don't make up with me, I'll do something drastic, Angela.
Tony.
No, Angela, I'll jump.
Tony, sit down. You're going to tip us over.
Goodbye, Angela.
Try not to panic. I'll go for help.
Attention. The carnival will be closing in 2 minutes.
It's almost midnight. Come here.
What? Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I am not letting you out of this place until we make up and we seal it with a kiss.
Why is it so important to kiss me?
That Madame Alexandra, the psychic, she said if I don't kiss you by midnight, I could lose you forever.
Oh, I see. And now you believe her.
Well, no. But she was right about the watch. So why take a chance?
Oh, I understand. So it's like if you see a ladder, you don't walk under it.
Right. Wait. If you see a black cat, you don't go strolling through its path.
Oh, so this is an insurance kiss.
Yes. No. That's not what I mean. Look, this has nothing to do with her stupid predictions. It's just that, I mean, if there's one chance in a million that I could lose you, I don't want to take it.
Why?
Because I love you.
What did you say?
What did you hear? No, I said it. And I meant it. I love you. I've loved you for a long time. And the only reason why I haven't said it before is because I was afraid of losing what we have. But if loving you is going to ruin that, then I'm willing to ruin it.
You would ruin our friendship for love?
In a second. I'd throw it in the garbage. I spit on it. I flush it down the toilet.
Oh, Tony, that is so beautiful.
The carnival is now closed.
Tony? Carnival's closing. We could get locked in here all night.
Oh, yeah, we better call for help. Help!
Oh, help.
Help, help, help. We tried.